Now, we had foundation scriptures for last week, and those are our same foundation scriptures. The first one is Genesis 2, 18, and then 21 through 25. Genesis 2, 18, 21 through 25. Genesis 18 says, And the Lord God said, somebody say, Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone, but I will make him a helpmate, okay? And then it says, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, somebody say the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto man. And Adam said, this is bone of my bone. Somebody say bone of my bone. And this is flesh of my flesh. And she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. And I said this last week, and I'm going to say it again. There's a reason why come the woman was taken out of the side and not out of the foot. Y'all are quiet this morning. There's a reason why the woman was taken out of the side and not out of the foot. The reason why come the woman was taken out of the side is because she is supposed to stand by her man. Amen. Come on, somebody. She is not supposed to be under the foot of a man. Amen. And she didn't take it out of the head. Come on, somebody. He didn't take the bone out of the head. Amen. She's not supposed to be over the man. Come on, somebody. She's supposed to be by his side. Somebody say by his side. And anyway, it says, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked. Somebody say naked. And the man and his wife were not ashamed. Amen. See, today we are continuing our series of Love Matters. And this is what I want to say. A lot of times whenever we're teaching like this, there are things that you want to ask, but you won't ask. Amen. And sort of in this setting, we can't really ask. But this is what I want to say to you. If you have a question, write it down and we'll address it, and we won't attach your name to it. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know, a lot of times you can't ask questions. Amen. But you need to ask questions when it comes to love, because we have to get this love thing right. Amen. So anyway, love matters. And we're going to continue talking about relationship. You came this month, so we're going to say relationship. And I don't care what you say, we're going to talk about it. Amen. Somebody say, you know what? We don't know why you're talking about that in church. Why not talk about it in church? You talk about it everywhere else. Amen. It's better to learn love in the church than in the street. Come on, somebody. Because in the street, you'll learn to love wrong. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay, whatever. You know, I'm from the street, so I know how you love in the streets. Amen. Amen. In the streets, you love everybody. Amen. You'll spread your love around to everybody. Come on, don't y'all play with me. Amen. Okay, whatever. Somebody said, not me. Yes, you will. Amen. So this series will go for a few more weeks. As we said last week, when we talk about relationships, many of us think about romance. Amen? Valentine's Day is this month, and we established that a few minutes ago. Cupid, roses, and chocolates are not the foundation for love. Amen? Just because you bring me some roses don't necessarily mean you love me. Amen? You may bring me some roses because you want something. Amen? Don't y'all play with me this morning. Amen? You may bring me some roses because you're trying to make up for how bad you treated me last week. Come on, somebody. You may bring me chocolates. Amen. Because you know I love chocolates. And you know if you bring me some chocolates, I forget how bad you talked to me. Am I in the right? Come on, somebody. Okay. Y'all not going to play with me this morning, but we're going to go on. When you think about relationships, you may also think about romantic dinners. Amen. Like this one that we have set for two. Amen. Come on, somebody. People always tell us how much they love us. Don't you love people telling you, you know what? I just love you. Hey, man, I love it when Pastor Loretta just say, I love you. And then I think in back of my mind, what do you want, girl? Amen. Come on, somebody. What are you up to? You know, there are lots of compliments. Amen. Not only are there lots of compliments, there's lots of dates. Somebody say lots of dates. And then there's being pursued. Both dating relationship and marriage relationship should include lots of romance. Somebody say lots of romance. Come on, somebody. Somebody say lots of romance. Don't be poking on nobody if you with your mate talking about, you hear what he said. He said lots of romance. Amen. Not some romance, but lots of, somebody say lots of romance. Amen. Even if you're not married, come on, somebody. There should be lots of romance. Amen. Romance is not always in the bed. Amen. Romance could be just you seeing how much you love me. Amen. Romance could be just you seeing how pretty the dress is. Come on, somebody. Romance, come on, somebody, is your expression of how you feel about somebody. Amen. Come on, somebody. It's not always going there. Amen. Somebody say going there. Amen. Because after a while, going there gets old. Okay, come on, somebody. Come on, we're talking to grown people. Amen. So the act of entering into a relationship is a very serious matter. Amen. So I'm trying to get through this. So as we go through the series, the next 3 weeks, I encourage you not to miss a lesson and to begin listening with a sincere heart for yourself. Somebody say for yourself. The reason why come I say for yourself is that every person in a relationship has a responsibility. Amen. Each of you must seek to always do everything that you need to do to ensure the survival of that relationship. Amen? If you were here last Sunday, I placed you under oath. Y'all remember the oath? That you would listen for yourself and not for anybody else? So you need to continue under that oath. But if you were not here last Sunday and you are in a relationship or you want to help somebody, say help somebody. In a relationship that you know, raise your right hand. Somebody say, raise your right hand. Everybody need to raise your right hand because you need to be trying to, if you in a relationship or you don't even care about a relationship, you need to be able to help somebody in a relationship. Amen. Because it's young kids. I'm talking about young kids that don't know what relationship is. Amen. They think relationship is how they have relationships on TV. Amen. That is not how you do relationships. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm not going to let what's their name? Housewife or Atlanta teach my grandchild. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to let them teach me because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to teach them. Amen. So here's the oath. Everybody raise your hand. I'm talking about everybody. I'm looking. Okay, I'm just wanting to make sure everybody, I'm talking about kids, everybody, raise your right hand, amen. And this is what I want you to say. Say, I solemnly swear that I will listen to this lesson for myself. Say for myself and not for anyone else. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Somebody say amen. So today we're going to talk about enemies of the state of relationships. Amen. These are not all the enemies, but these are just some of the enemies. Oh, what she say? Y'all have to forgive her over here. Y'all have to forgive her. Did y'all hear her yawn? y'all have to give her some grace because she just did a sleep study. Amen. Somebody say sleep study. Y'all know she okay. Amen. Somebody said, did she just yawn? Yes, she did. Amen. She did a sleep study last night. And she did a sleep study last night. And what'd she do today? She came to church. Amen. Come on, somebody. I would have been at home still asleep. Amen. But I'm just saying she came. So don't worry about that. Amen. See, I didn't mention all of them, but I just want you to know that there are enemies that are detrimental to your relationships. Amen. So even if you are not married, this will help your relationship with others. Amen. If you refuse to listen and say you love God, check yourself. Because you never know when someone would need some godly advice and not how you did it. Y'all quiet this morning. You know, we always want to tell people how we did it. But what we need to do is we need to tell people how God did it. Amen. Somebody say God did it. See, the only difference in marriage relationship is that it's a covenant relationship and it's constrained by legal and spiritual guidelines. There are very few limited areas in scripture that allows for dissolution. Somebody say dissolution of the marriage. There are some, and God will allow us to dissolve a marriage under his permissive will. But grace will allow you to go forward with God even after a divorce. Amen. Just because you had a divorce, and I'm going to drop this in here, that doesn't mean that God is through with you. Amen. Because you had a good divorce, God told me to tell you this morning that you need to dust yourself off. Amen. There's Boaz around the corner. Somebody say Boaz around the corner. There's a virtuous woman around the corner. Amen. Don't give up because God has something for you. Amen. That's why last week we talked about singles swiping right. It's important that you choose the right mate. So here's a key statement. Every superhero that we can recall has a sworn enemy. Amen. And something that is detrimental to their success. Y'all know Batman. Batman had a Joker. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Amen. Superman had kryptonite. Am I? Come on, somebody. And Popeye, y'all know that story. He had Brutus. Am I? Come on, old school. Amen. See, the things that we're going to talk about today are not only detrimental to your relationship, but also detrimental if you're in a marriage. Amen. The first one that we're going to talk about, y'all not going to be happy after I get through with these, but I'm okay, amen, is selfishness. Come on, somebody. Selfishness is defined as the act of being selfish. Selfish is of a person lacking consideration for others. Somebody say for others. Concerned chiefly with one's own personal profit or pleasure. Amen? Have you ever been in a relationship when all you think about is me? Me, me, me. What am I going to get out of it? Well, God is telling me this morning that we need to think about more than just me. Amen? Because besides you, there's another person in that relationship. Amen? Boy, y'all are quiet this morning. Amen. But that's okay. We're gonna keep this thing. Amen? See, because relationship, and especially marriage relationships, is about two people caring for each other. So if a person is selfish, then it becomes about he or she rather than about we. Y'all, what is wrong with y'all this morning? Amen. Something is wrong. Amen. 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 Everybody ought to want to be in some type of relationship. Amen. I just heard somebody say, I don't want to be in a love relationship. Well, maybe you want to be in a friend relationship. In a friend relationship, it can't just all be about you, amen. It has to be about the other person in order for us to grow, amen. It has to be you wanting the best in their life, amen, and them wanting the best in your life. If they are not wanting the best in your life, maybe that's somebody that you ought not be in a relationship with. Come on, somebody. If they are always taking, 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 and you're the one that's always giving, 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 that is not the right relationship for you to be in. Amen. The relationship has two ways. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. I just heard y'all say, I already know this. Well, if you already knew this, why don't you get up and teach this? Amen. Because people, I'm telling you, people need to know. Amen. Amen. So if a person is selfish, say selfish, it becomes about me. Amen. Amen. Are any selfish people in the house? Y'all playing with me. Amen. Amen. Because I know as nice a person as I am, you know what? I can be selfish. Amen. And she said to a degree. Amen. Yeah, there's just some things, you know what? I'm going to have it my way. Amen. Come on. Come on. I'm talking about you got to be real about this thing. Amen. Sometimes, you know what? I'm not going to share my last bite with you. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know what? This ice cream is too good. Amen. You go get your own. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, sometimes it gets like that in life. Amen. Somebody say amen. Especially when you married, amen. Somebody, when you're married, I'm walking down here, amen. Sometimes, because I hear a lot of yes lords over here, amen. Come on, somebody. It's something that you should work on, amen. So that whenever you do get in this state, you know what? You won't be divided. Somebody say divided. Romans 12:10 says, be kindly. Come on, affection one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Say preferring one another. Preferring one another means that I'm not after what I want. I'm after what you want. I don't want what I want. I want you what you want. Amen. And if you get that attitude, you'll realize that if you do what they want, eventually you'll get what you want. Come on, somebody. Eventually. Amen. You have to look at it as like, I'm not giving away. I'm giving something in order to get back. Say get back. Amen. You give love. Guess what you're going to get back? You're going to get love. Amen. You give friendship. Guess what you're going to get back? You're going to get friendship back. Wonder why you don't have no friends? Because you don't show yourself friendly. Amen. Come on, somebody. Every time they look at you, you frown. And amen. Don't nobody want to be around a frowny person. Amen. Amen. I want to be around somebody that's going to have some fun. Amen. See, I say that because selfishness undermines unity within a relationship. Amen. Selfishness will show up in different ways. Amen. Here are the ways. Always having to have your own way. That's selfish. Amen. Come on, somebody. Never listening to the other person's opinion. You know, even though I'm listening to you, I'm going to give you my advice. Amen. That's not listening. Amen. That's giving your advice. Amen. Expecting the other person to change to match what you want. Amen. Amen. I could care less what Loretta. Amen. I care less what Pastor Loretta put on in the morning time. Amen. She ain't got to match me, but I would be crazy to say every time you go out, we got to match. Amen. Come on, every time you go out, every time you better not leave out of this house without matching me. Amen. That would be wrong. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because that means that I'm trying to dominate her. Amen. But now I want to tell you, every now and again, I tell her, no, you're not wearing that. Amen. Come on, somebody. No, not that. You better go put something else on. Am I in the right house? Amen. But I say it because I have her interest at heart. Amen. Not because that's what I want. Amen. See, this is, I'm telling y'all need to listen to this. When all decisions are made by one person, when you're in a relationship, that's not right. Everybody should make a decision. I'm talking about everybody. If we're in a relationship, I'm talking about me and you. You know what? You shouldn't all of a sudden decide that you want to go to Chili's. How you know I want to go to Chili's? Amen. Maybe I want to go to Taco Bell. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying that. But that's the way we have to dialogue. You know, what's in it for me? What's in it for you? We have to come together in agreement. Amen. See, the Bible gives specific instructions when it comes to a husband and wife, though. Amen. I hear somebody say, I'm not husband and wife, but whenever you see husband and wife, you need to know how husband and wife are supposed to act. Amen. Ephesians 5:21, it says, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Then it says, this one right here, and usually husbands like to throw this one out. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Say, as unto the Lord. But see, if you're a smart person, you'll read the next scripture. Amen. It says, husbands, love your wives. Come on, somebody. Even as Christ loved the church. Amen. And gave himself for the church. If somebody's telling you to love me unconditionally and they're not giving out love, amen, that is not the person you want to hook up with. Say hook up with, amen. I know that's not the right word, but that's not the person that you want to spend your life with. Amen. So it's about mutual submission. Amen? So to keep it simple in any relationship, it always have to be about how my actions, my thoughts, my behavior is going to impact the other person. Amen? Amen. Even with this man right here. Y'all say, who is this man? This is Mr. Evans. Amen. I love me some Mr. Evans. Amen. He called me all the time. Amen. And you know what? It's not right for him to call me all the time. You know what I should be doing? I have to call him sometime. Now, I don't call him as many times he called me, but I will call him. Amen. Amen. He blow up my phone. Amen. But you know what? Whenever he don't blow up my phone, come on, somebody, a flag ought to go up. I'm talking even in our lives when things change, amen, a flag ought to go up and say, you know what? Something is wrong. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay, I just dropped it out there. Don't y'all look at Mr. Evans. He better keep on calling me. Yeah, if he don't call me, I'm going to come get him, amen. And he going to be in trouble. Amen? So the next thing is the second enemy is relationship is overcrowding. Somebody say overcrowding. Overcrowding means there is too much going on inside and outside a relationship. Amen? Especially in a marriage that prevents a couple from focusing on the relationship. Amen? Some things that might crowd your relationship are kids. Sometimes kids take up too much time. You're not married to the kids. You're married to him. Amen. And even if you're in a relationship where you together have kids, it's still the same thing. You're not married to those kids. You're married to me. There's no way that a kid is supposed to take precedent over me. If you say you're married to me, if you say you love me, come on, y'all got quiet on that one. I'm just telling y'all, because you know what happens when you grow old? Kids leave. Amen. Come on, somebody. And you know what happened when the kids leave? You don't have no relationship. Amen. I've known people that's been married for years. And when the kids leave, guess what they do? They leave. Amen. Somebody say amen. You need to know this whenever you get married or whenever you're in a relationship. Kids should not take priority over that relationship. Amen. I don't care if we're girlfriend and boyfriend and you got a kid. That kid is not going to trump me. Say trump me. Amen. I didn't say you're not going to love the kid, but you're not going to allow for the kid to trump you. Amen. Amen. Overcrowding can be caused by friends. Say friends. In a friendly relationship. Amen. Friends. Somebody say friends. In a friendly relationship. It can overcrowd. Sometimes your friends can crowd you. Amen. Try to tell you what you should do and what you can't do. Amen. The way they would do it. Come on, I'm in the right house. I'm in somebody's house. Amen. Yeah. You know, friends always want to tell you what you should be doing. And when you look at their life, guess what? They not even doing it. Amen. But they want to give you some advice. Well, let's read your record and see how successful you've been. Amen. If I see failure in your life, I'm not going to listen to you. Amen. Because you know what's going to happen to me? I'm going to fail. Say, I'm going to fail. Amen. Somebody say amen. Y'all think I'm playing. Friends. Somebody say friends. Friends are not always the ones you need to be talking to. Amen. Amen. You okay? You okay? That's my cousin right there. That's my cousin all the way from Center, Texas. Amen. Somebody say Center. Amen. She all right. But overcrowding in a relationship can also be caused by family members. Somebody say family members. And I'm going to turn this way. Amen. Family members are parents, siblings. Somebody say parents. Say siblings. That want to give you advice and you hadn't asked for advice. Amen. Come on, somebody. Somebody say amen. Because I'm a parent. You know what? I want the best for my child. But a lot of times they don't ask for it and you need to butt out. Say butt out. But you want to give them your parental advice. Amen. They didn't ask for your advice. Amen. Matter of fact, last time I saw you, you weren't doing that good your own self. Amen. Okay. Whatever. Hey, whatever. And you know what? I can say that because you know what? A lot of times my kids will ask me and I say, well, let's ask Pastor Loretta and see what she say, because I'm not always right. Amen. Y'all know in raising my kids, y'all know my story. I used to beat my kids. Somebody say beat my kids. Somebody say Pastor used to beat his kids. Yeah, I beat their tail. Amen. I didn't say I abuse my kids, but I used to tear their tails up. Amen. And you know what? Me and Pastor Loretta had to be on the same level. We had to be at the same place. Amen. Because she always want to talk to him. It's not time to talk. It's time to get that tail. Amen. But because of that, you know what my kids would do? Listen, I'm telling you, kids, grandkids, they would come to that one. Come on, somebody. That soft one. Amen. And they'll say that the hard one is the bad one. I'm the bad one. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying. even in relation. I'm just saying that y'all had to get this because kids will play you, amen. Yeah, I'm talking about grandkids will play you, amen. You know, even your nieces and nephews will play you, amen. Somebody say play you, amen. Well, this is what I'm going to say. You're not going to play me, amen. Amen. If you need correction, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to correct you, amen. If you need a hard word, guess what? You come to the wrong person. I'm going to give you that word, amen. Say give you that word. Amen. And you know what? I really must say this. Sometimes as parents, we want the best for our kids. But sometimes we need to butt out. And I say this as kids, you need to stop discussing everything that's going on in your life with your parents. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, your parent can't be your best friend. Amen. I can't tell you everything because if I tell you everything, the person that I'm in a relationship with, whenever you look at them, you look at them crazy. Amen. Y'all know my mother-in-law loved me. Amen. Oh, she loved me. If you say something bad about me, she gonna fight. Amen. She old school. Amen. She'll bring that fighter out in her. Amen. But you know what? She loved me. But me and Pastor Loretta were saying, boy, if she knew some of the stuff I did, come on, somebody. if she knew, see, now her wheels are turning. Amen. She's trying to think, well, what did he do? Amen. He better not have did that. Amen. Well, you know what? That's why you don't tell people everything. Come on, somebody. Amen. I said that because you need to know that. Amen. Amen. Parents are parents. Parents will love their child. Amen. Amen. And if you tell them some bad information, what you need to do is tell them the whole story. Amen. You want to tell them how it was them, but you don't tell them how it was you too. Amen. Like, come on, somebody. It's two sides. Come on, somebody. To every coin. Say to every coin. Amen. Parents just got mad, but you want, I don't care. Amen. Get mad. Amen. Get mad. Get glad. Get out of that. Get out of that relationship. Amen. If anything, if the relationship is going bad, you need to talk to somebody that's spiritual, amen. Not somebody that read a Bible, amen. Anybody can read a Bible, but you need to get spiritual counsel, amen. Somebody say amen. Because if you go to your mama and your daddy and they carry a pistol, amen, come on, somebody. They might just shoot old Jody, amen. Amen. And they might stab Mary. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying, in marriage, and this is what happened. In marriage, usually your spouse is getting the leftovers. Amen. Come on, somebody. Usually in relationships, we're giving leftovers to our partner. Amen. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but you know what? Leftovers are only good for about a day. Amen. Unless it's some good beans, like my niece make, amen. Good beans, amen. Couple of days, but, you know, after about 4 or 5 days, you're not going to eat those beans no more. So if you're not going to eat those beans, why are you giving me leftovers? Amen. Amen. Even if you're in a relationship. I'm talking about relationship. We need to stop giving people our leftovers, that you don't want, amen. If you don't want it, guess what? Y'all know the rest. They don't want it, amen. Amen. So what does the Bible say? I'm glad you asked. The Bible says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. And this is what I want to say to women. And this is love. I'm trying to help y'all. If you have a friend, a male friend, that all he talk about is his mama. Come on, somebody. He got that thing messed up, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm an equal rebuker, amen. Come on, somebody. And if you're in a relationship and all she talk about is her daddy, amen. Come on, somebody. You need to leave them. Because my son-in-law said, you must think your dad's a superhero, amen. Stop talking about your dad. You know what? I know how to use a screwdriver, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I know how to wash the car, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you, you need to know that, amen. And that's good in any relationship. Whenever you're in a relationship, they have to leave both, amen. Come on, somebody. Don't be talking about mom and daddy, amen. You know, it's me and you. And you know what? These kids, they not listening to me. But one day y'all going to be old. One day y'all going to be grown up. And y'all going to remember, because you know what? I pray that this word will come up in your life one day. Amen. And one day you're going to figure out, well, why is this person so crazy? Where if you had been listening today, amen, you'd have found out that wasn't the one you're supposed to be with. Amen. Come on, somebody. You better listen. Amen. Amen. They back there talking about, he ain't talking about us. Yeah. You know, I look back there and I see them. You know, they suave. Amen. Y'all need to watch them. Amen. Yeah. I used to be just like that. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. And then the women, the same thing. Amen. Young girls. Amen. I'm telling y'all need to look for the right man. Amen. Not just a man. Amen. Anybody can find them. You can find a man on any corner. Amen. But a right man, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm coming down your lane, amen. Ain't nothing like a right man, amen. A good man is hard to find these days, amen. And let me say this. This ain't even on my note. Just because they in church don't necessarily mean they a good man, amen. And just because they working don't necessarily mean they're a good man, because they may not bring the whole check home, amen. They may be sharing that check with somebody else, amen. Come on, somebody. Okay, I'm just telling you, we're trying to get this thing right, amen. We want it right, amen. So that whenever it comes, you'll know what you're looking for, amen. Enemies, somebody say enemies. The third enemy, we discussed the second enemy. I think the second enemy was the enemy of overcrowding. Sometimes you just have to tell them, get out. Sometimes you have to just put other people out of your relationship. Because right now, you're not healthy to my relationship. Matter of fact, the information you're giving me is erroneous information. Amen. We always heard about this woman that was telling her girlfriend, child, you ought to leave him. Come on, somebody. Child, you need to leave him. So you know what? She took the advice. This man or woman, she took the advice. Amen. And lo and behold, next week she was in the grocery store, and guess who she saw her friend with? Amen. Come on, somebody. That one that she said, leave. Amen. They skipping and laughing and smiling. Amen. Wait a minute. That's why come I say, you better listen. Amen. Don't take advice from everybody. Amen. Somebody say amen. The third enemy, say the third enemy. We did one enemy, two enemy. Third enemy is enemy of the state, is dishonesty. Dishonesty is to act without honesty. It's used to describe a lack, say lack, of probity. Cheating, somebody say cheating. Lying, or being deceptive. Or lack of integrity. Dishonesty includes lying or not telling the truth. Amen. My mother-in-law has something that she say. You know what she say? They acting a lie. Y'all know what acting a lie mean. Acting a lie mean they really lying. Amen. But they acting that thing out. They lying. Amen. They acting a lie. Say acting a lie. Now you don't need to say they acting a lie. You need to just say they lying. Amen. And sometimes with us, and I've said this before, sometimes with us, whenever we're lying, come on, somebody. Now, I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to people that didn't come to church today. Sometimes whenever we're lying, we need to just stop our lying in the middle of the statement and just tell them, child, I'm lying. Amen. Come on, somebody. We need to bust our own self out. Amen. Because sometimes a lie sounds good. Amen. You know what a lie will do? A lie will puff you up. A lie will lift you up. Amen. A lie will make you look good. Amen. A little lie. Amen. Is there any such thing as a little lie? A lie is a lie. Somebody say a lie is a lie. I just told a little white lie. No, that's a lie. Amen. You lied. Amen. Sometimes we act a lie and are deceptive in our actions for some reason. Amen. One of the reasons that we have is that we don't want people to know who we really are. Amen. We'll lie about who we are. Amen. You know, I could lie about who I am in Austin. Amen. Who I was in Austin. You know, I was a bit baller, shot caller. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I lived in a mansion on the hill. Man, I had 5 cars. Amen. You know, I could tell you that. But what happened when somebody from Austin shows up? Come on, somebody. Because eventually they're going to show up, amen. So why not just tell the truth to start off with, and you ain't got to tell a lie, amen? Because it takes a lie to cover up a lie, and then eventually you forget you even told a lie, amen. And somebody will say, well, they just said this last week, amen. See, I was a professional liar. See, you say years ago. Boy, could nobody lie like I could lie. Boy, I could lie and whoop a lie, amen, and believe in myself, amen. And you know what? Pastor Loretta was so good. You know what? She finally told me after I became redeemed, amen, and washed under the blood. She said, you know, I didn't believe none of that stuff you said, amen. The reason why I agree with your lie is because I knew that if I didn't, it was going to be on, amen. 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 I'm telling you, you was going to be hell to live with. And that's the way a lot of people are. They believe your lie because they don't want to live with the hell. Am I in the right house? Okay. You can say what you want to. I know y'all didn't want to hear this, but y'all need to hear this. See, why should I tell people how I feel if they're not going to listen to me anyway? Why should I tell you how I feel and you've never listened to me anyway? Amen. You done turned off your listener. Amen. And the first thing you say, it's a lie. Amen. you used to lie, so you still lying. Amen. So you know what? I'm going to turn it off. Say, it's a lie. So why should I tell the truth? Amen. Somebody say amen. See, this is why I like watching Cops. I watch Cops. This is why I watch thriller documentaries. Amen. What happens is, is when a person is taken captive, they have fight in them, but the longer they are held, the less hope they have, and they just comply. A lot of times people just comply with us because they don't want to put up with all that fuss. Amen. Somebody say amen. So whenever you get in a relationship, you know what? You should stop all the fussing. Say stop all the fussing. Amen. Because if you continue to fuss, people, you ain't going to have nobody around you. Amen. You wonder why come you don't have no friends? Because every time you look up, you fussing. Amen. Every time you look up, you want to argue with something. Amen. They didn't put enough cheese on my hamburger. Amen. You know what? Come on, somebody. They didn't put enough ketchup on my french fries. Amen. Come on, somebody. They gave you more meat than they gave me. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about everything is an argument. Amen. I'm talking about everything. Me and my sister used to argue about who got the largest banana. Amen. Come on, somebody. Wait a minute. Wait, I put the banana beside each other. Amen. Your banana bigger than my banana. What's up with that? Amen. Come on, somebody. We'll argue about anything. And this is what I come to tell you this morning is that we need to drop the rocks. Somebody say drop the rocks. Amen. Well, anyway, whenever they're taken hostage, you know what? They comply. And that's the same way people are in relationship with us. They're complying just because they don't want to put up with the drama. Say, put up with the drama. Amen. Some people become dishonest because their honest communication doesn't matter. Amen. You may be getting your way, but the long-term result is going to be negative. Amen. We see this when all of a sudden one partner asks for a divorce. Come on, somebody. And the other one is shocked because they asked for a divorce. They've been in a hostage situation. Come on, somebody. Whenever you see people come in and all of a sudden they've been together 99 years and they ask for a divorce, they've been a hostage for 99 years. Amen. Don't nobody like to be, say nobody like to be a hostage. Amen. See, because the first thing the person say is that I thought we were okay. Now, you thought we was okay, but you never listened to me. Amen. Matter of fact, what I said didn't matter. Amen. Because you know everything. Y'all listening to me? Y'all looking at me like a cow staring at a gate. Amen. And I'm just coming to tell you, whenever you're in a relationship or you're seeking a relationship, if that person know everything, that's not the person for you. Amen. Every time you look up, they're trying to correct you. That's not, I'm telling you, that's not the person for you. But if you're in that relationship, you need to pray and make sure that's where you're supposed to be. Amen. See, every relationship needs honest communication. Say honest. Amen. If the dress don't look right, just tell me. Amen. Come on. If my hair not right, tell me my hair not right. Amen. Don't have me going out looking like a fool. Amen. You know what? If I don't look right, tell me, amen. But just because you tell me don't mean I'm going to stop it, amen. Sister Hagner, Minister Hagner, I don't like that hat. Amen. She said, whatever. Amen. I'm going to still wear my hat. Amen. But see, a lot of times somebody would tell us that, and all of a sudden, our work decreases. Amen. No, I'm not going to change that. Amen. Pastor Loretta said, I don't like your pink shoes. I don't care. I like pink. Amen. Come on, somebody. They say, he got on pink shoes. Yeah, I got on pink shoes. She didn't say that. But if she did say, I don't like your pink shoes, I could care less. Amen. Because last time I checked, she didn't buy these shoes. Amen. I bought these shoes. Amen. And so because I bought them, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to wear them. Amen. Say wear them. Amen. Amen. Are y'all okay? We're almost there. Say almost there. See, Proverbs 12 and 22 says that lying lips are admonitions to the Lord, abominations to the Lord. But they that deal truly are his delight. Matthew 5:37 says, but let your communication be yes, let it be yea, nay for nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. If your yes be yes, let your yes be yes. Say yes. If your no be no, let your no be no. Do you like what I have on? You hear what she said? She said no, amen. But that's her no. Let her no be no, amen. Don't agree with me because of who I am. If you don't like it, you don't like it, amen. Everybody don't roll like I roll, amen. I roll my own way, amen. Come on, somebody. People don't like it when I wear blue jeans to church, amen. You're not supposed to wear blue jeans to church, pastor, amen, because that's just not right, amen. I have read my Bible. Come on, somebody. I have not found anywhere in my Bible. Come on, somebody, where it says, thou shalt not wear blue jeans to church. Come on, somebody. The word tells me that seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Come on, somebody. Then all these things shall be added. Come on, somebody. I know my Bible. Amen. Oh, you know what she said? Come as you are. Amen. That's a good thing. Come as you are, but don't come underdressed. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. But now when we say that, if somebody come in underdressed, you better not run them away. Because when we roll back your script, come on, somebody, one day you were underdressed. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Get them a lap cloth. Amen. Don't run them away. Amen. We want them. That's who we want, because they've already been run out of other churches. Amen. We want the people, amen, that need help. Amen. Okay. Whatever. Amen. We're going to love them. Say love them. We're going to love them where they're at. Amen. Anybody can come in our church. Amen. I mean, we're not restricted on who comes in our church, amen, because we're going to love, if they're full of hell, we're going to love the hell out of them. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. We're going to love them, amen, where they're at. Fourth enemy. Say fourth enemy. We're almost there. And I save this for last because nobody likes this, is the enemy of this relationship is underfunding. I said, got one of them in. Underfunded. She said underfunded. The enemy of this relationship is money. She said, oh, amen. Oh, man, in relationship, if your money funny, everything else is funny. Amen. Amen. See, this is a fancy word of saying having money problems. Say having money problems. Lack of money is a big problem, but it's not the only problem with money that affects a relationship. Amen. People sometimes say that word that I just said, my money is funny. But when the money is funny, there usually isn't a lot of laughter in the house. Amen. Come on, somebody. When needs in the household are not being met, it can cause strain on a relationship. Why? Because lack of money causes stress. Let me not be able to pay my bill. Amen. And you want relations. Married people, I'm talking to married people, amen. Well, you want to roll up on me. No, you better pay these bills, amen. Get some bills paid up in here, then you might can roll up, amen. Come on, somebody, I'm just saying, amen, because that love only lasts a short time, amen. Amen. Okay, whatever. I'm finna move on. Amen. Y'all got quiet. Especially these sophisticated people in there. They done got real quiet. Amen. See, what does stress do? It causes you to be short-tempered and irritable. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about even if you're just in a relationship and every time you look up, you got to pay for the meal. Come on, somebody. That will cause you to be irritable. Amen. Amen. So how do you deal with the lack of money? I'm glad you asked. Plan together. Say plan together. If you're married. If you're not together, plan how you spend your money. Amen. Sometimes you just can't go places that everybody else go. Amen. I'm just saying. Everybody can't go to Hawaii. But you know what? I'll go to Galveston to make it look like Hawaii. Am I in the right house? Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying. Amen. Everybody want to take these elaborate trips. Amen. Man, you better go to Louisiana. Amen. Put some quarters together. But I'm telling you, people will look at people that are flying around the world and all of a sudden they want to fly and can't fly. And then all of a sudden they become depressed. Man, I'm not going to get depressed. I remember, say, years ago, we couldn't do what we do now. We couldn't roll like we roll. Amen. But you know what? We went on vacation. Amen. Come on, somebody. We're going to get in there tonight and tomorrow we're getting on the road. Come on, somebody. We finna go down to Galveston. Amen. Amen. My kids talking about they want to see the ocean. You finna see the ocean. Amen. It may not be the Pacific or the Atlantic, but it's finna be some ocean. And what we do, listen, I'm telling y'all, that night before we get prepared. Amen. Pastor Loretta, cook some chicken. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you. Amen. Because there ain't no need of y'all thinking we're going to stop and eat nowhere. This is food. Amen. But I'm just saying, we get to where, because we can't do it. Amen. We won't do it. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Cook some of that chicken. Amen. That you put in that foil. Amen. Woo! When the next day, that chicken is good. Say it's good. Amen. We get us some cheese, and we get some, what you call that? Summer sausage. Oh, she already know, amen. And get some summer sausage, amen. And you know what? The kids don't know no better, amen. Along the way, we pull over at the park, amen. Come on, somebody. We get the blanket and lay the blanket out, amen. Oh, they're having fun, amen. But see, we get so caught up in going to Cabo and all those other places, we forget the little places, amen. Amen. We have to make do with what we have. Amen. Say make do with what we have. And we have to keep the love going. Amen. I can't take you to Broadway, but what I can take you is to the cinema down there. Come on, somebody. it may not be what you think it ought to be. Amen. But you know what? I'm taking you. Amen. And this is what I always tell Pastor Loren. If you're hanging there with me, girl, one day, somebody say one day, we'll do the world. Amen. Come on, somebody. But you got to start. Somebody say start. Some way. And when you're not being able to fund, I'm still on that funding. Y'all laughing, but that's a setup. Amen. You have to plan together. Amen. You have to plan together. It's important to talk about reasons because it helps you avoid those causes in the future. Did we overextend ourselves? Amen. We wanted a car, but can we really afford that car? Amen. Maybe we can't afford that car, but you know what we can't afford? We can't afford a car. Amen. Y'all remember the Subaru? Y'all remember my story? Subaru. And I know I'm telling this over again. Subaru was what we could afford. Amen. Amen. I didn't care that the Subaru was ticking and needed oil. Amen. All the time. I always had to carry some oil with me. Amen. Come on, somebody. But you know what? The Subaru got me from here to there. Amen. I didn't give up on the Subaru because I wasn't driving Mercedes like everybody else. Amen. I went to church with people that drove Mercedes and I pulled a Subaru right up beside them. Amen. Matter of fact, amen, you scoot off, amen, let me in, amen. I'm just telling you, it's a mindset, amen. I'm trying to get y'all somewhere, amen. And I'm still on this funding, say funding. Why to make a budget? Somebody say make a budget. Make a budget. Y'all need to start teaching these young kids how to make a budget. And when they get old, they won't be like us. Amen. Come on, somebody. Make a budget. What does make a budget mean? Make a budget mean write it down. I'm going to write down what we have, and we're going to list out our expenses. And if there's a zero at the end, guess what? We're not going out to eat. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. I'm telling you. Well, we can go out to eat, and what we'll do is we'll wait till next week. Now, what if next week don't come? Amen. I'm just telling you, this is funding. Say funding. Underfunding can occur when a partner, say a partner, is viewed as giving less effort to maintain the finances. What do I mean by less effort? Spending wildly, failure to maintain a source of income. You know what that means? Failure to maintain a job. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay, whatever. You can say whatever you want to. Or unwillingness to work. A man that don't work, he will not eat. Amen. And he'll beg all his life. Amen. I'm just telling you. Amen. This is a relationship. You have to know that whenever you hook up with a man, he better be a working man. If he's not a working man, he better have some resources. Amen. Say resources. Amen. And I ain't talking about what you, this pipe dream that you're talking about. Show me your receipt. Amen. Show me that you have some money in the bank. Come on, somebody. Show me that end. I'm telling y'all. Y'all laughing, but y'all need to know. Because some of these jokers are smooth. Amen. They tell you about all the money they got, and all of a sudden you hook up with them. They don't have a penny. Amen. Come on, somebody. Say underfunding. Another way underfunding attacks relationship is in the ownership of money. Say ownership of money. Perhaps money is viewed as mine rather than ours. Somebody say mine rather than ours. I used to be like my dad. Don't y'all throw rocks at my dad. I paid a cost to be the boss. Come on, somebody. And at one time, I did pay the cost to be the boss. Amen. I was making all the money. But what happens when she exceeds the money that you make? Does that mean that she paid a cost to be the boss? Come on, somebody. Pastor Loretta made more money than me for years. Amen. But that didn't diminish who I was. Amen. When I came to the realization that it was ours. Come on, somebody. What she had was mine and what I had was hers. Amen. Whenever she goes shop, guess what I do? I go shop. Amen. You may have to shop at Cato's, and ain't nothing wrong with Cato's. Instead of going to Saks Fifth Avenue. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you. You may have to drive a Ford. Ain't nothing wrong with Fords. Instead of a Harley Davidson Ford. Come on, somebody. You may just have to do it. Amen. Sometimes we have to do things in order to get where God wants us to be. Amen. So just short. Amen. This is short. In the financing. Amen. Financing works best when we all know what everybody has. Amen. Somebody say amen. A lot of times we don't want people to know what we have. Amen. Because you know what? I grew up in the old school, and the old school said you always keep a little bit hid. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Y'all don't want to play with me. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know, even though she may see this money right here. Right here. Come on, somebody. I got a hid compartment. Hey, don't y'all tell her. Amen. But the good thing about me and Pastor Loretta is, I'm telling you, and it solves all our heartache and pain. Whatever she wants. Come on, somebody. She gets. I'm not going to limit her on what she gets from me. Amen. And y'all know how we said we get. Somebody say we get. We get allowances. Oh, boy, got quiet on that. You get allowance. Yeah, we get allowance. We get a set amount. And for some reason, I save mine. And guess what she do? She spend all of hers. Amen. So, you know what? I know y'all say it would only be right that whenever she run out. But you know what happened when she run out? When she run out, she still got more. Amen. Come on, somebody. And that's the way. Somebody say, that's the way it ought to work. But that's not the way it does work. But I'm just saying for us, not necessarily for you, But for us, that's what works best for us. Amen? Because what happened is somebody would try to rule you because they have more money. Amen? Don't let that happen. Amen? Write this. If you have a pen, write it down. If you have a pencil, you need to write this down. Needs can be met at the level of the household. Say needs can be met at the level of the household. I don't need a lot of money. Come on. To be happy in my house. Amen. Even though money helps, I don't need a lot of money. What I need to do is be a good budgeter of what I have. Amen. Come on. Come on, somebody. And while you're being a good budgeter, you have to walk in love. I'm talking about, when I say good budgeter, you have to budget well. Amen. I'm talking about budget well. I'm a good budgeter. They call me stingy, but you know what? I'm a good budgeter. Amen. Amen. That's why I have money. Amen. Amen. I turned this thing around. Y'all know my story years ago. Say years ago. I used to be out there. I used to be on drugs years ago. And you couldn't trust me with a penny. But now I'm the one to take care of our finances in our house. Amen. And whenever I do our finances, the first thing I ask is, Lord, what do you want me to do? Amen. And our credit score has gone from, she told you about mine, from 300. Oh, man. Oh, Lord Jesus. My credit score is like 700 now. Amen. Come on, somebody. And it didn't take a lot of money. All it did was take budgeting. Say budgeting. And you have to budget. Somebody say budget. With love. And anybody can do that. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own, he had denied the faith and the worst, and he's worse than an infidel. The household has to be provided for financially. Amen. Kids may can't get Jordans, but you know what? They can get tennis shoes. Come on, somebody. I don't knock Jordan because y'all know I love some Jordans. Amen. But every now and again, I can't get Jordans. Somebody told me, said, yeah, I see, Pastor, you got on a $200 Jordan. No, you a lie. $200, I buy about 4 pair of tennis shoes. Amen. Come on, somebody. Matter of fact, I got these Jordans for $29.99. Amen. Matter of fact, I bought 2 pair. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. And the woman got the price wrong, but I told her, look, miss, back here on the price, they say $29.99. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you. Amen. But whenever you are in God, you will get those kind. Come on, somebody. But I'm not gonna miss a meal behind some Jordans. Amen. Come on, somebody. Forget those kids. Did I say that? Forget those kids. My kids didn't always wear Jordans. Amen. I remember one year we spent a lot of money on some Allen Iversons. And I had to pay extra for those tennis shoes. And lo and behold, my grandson came down here. My son came down here. And y'all know we lived in Austin. It's white dirt up there. Man, he got back home and those shoes were red. Amen. Come on, somebody. Oh, no. I'm not spending my money on those no more. Amen. Amen. I'm just saying that just to say this. You have to think about what you do. Kids don't always need what they need, but they need stuff. An old kid rolling his eyes at me now. Amen. He said, "How you know what I need?" Amen. 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 As long as you got some clothes on your back. Let me see. Some shoes on your feet. Amen. Matter of fact, he got some Air Maxes. See, I know what they are. Amen. You ain't doing too bad. Amen. But as long as they got that, amen. Somebody say amen. That's all that matters. Amen. And whenever you're with someone, as long as you're giving them your best, they give you best. Because if you're with somebody and you're not willing to give your best, that may not be the somebody you need to be with. Amen. Somebody say be with. You need to check who you're with. Amen. This old school right here, she said, amen, amen. You need to check that. And then Faith shook her head. Amen. Because Faith, old school. Amen. Yeah, she said, amen, amen. But I just say that just to say this. You know what? This is our love month. And a lot of times we get caught up in love. And we look beyond who the person really is. And I just came to tell you this morning that, you know what, God has somebody for you if you want somebody. But you have to look deep. Amen. And not only that, you have to give of yourself. Amen. Now, if the enemy is already attacking, usually the superhero would defeat the enemy. Say, defeat the enemy. They would kill them, or they would capture them, or they would place them in a place to vanish them away from them where they are no more. You should always, say always, be protecting your state of relationship. Always. If it's a girlfriend, I'm going to protect my relationship. And let me drop this. Ain't no such thing as a girlfriend on the side, amen, and boyfriend on the side. Ain't no such thing as my play sister and play brother. No, we ain't playing nothing, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying, but you can do what you want to, because that will cause issues, amen. We grew up all our lives. I don't care, Pastor Loretta, I don't care who you grew up with, amen. I'm the one you love, amen. Cut them off, amen. Hey man, she has a little friend, and she always talks about, man, I don't want to hear that man name no more in my house. Amen. don't bring his name up no more. Amen. No, but seriously, on a serious note, you should always be protecting your state. Amen. The best way you can do that is seek God's assistance in his heart. So I leave you with this final scripture. In Matthew 7:7-8, it says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receiveth. And he that seeketh, the word says, he findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Be led by God. Be led by his word. Seek his counsel. And he will help your relationship become better and better and better. And that's Matthew 7:7-8. And we're going to continue to talk about love. If you don't want to come, don't. I I'm bold with mine. Don't come. But we're going to talk about love. We'll talk about love for the rest of this month. Amen. What's next month? When is she says St. Patrick's Day. When is that other day? When is the 14th? Can I get somebody to remind me when the 14th is? Because if I forget Pastor Loretta, guess what? I'm in big trouble. Amen. Valentine's Day. Amen. How many people in here have Valentine's? How many people in here have Valentine's? Look. I'm trying to see how many people in here don't have Valentine. Oh, boy. Oh, shoot. I was going to say something, but too many of y'all hands went up. Amen. Yeah, we're going to work on something. I may get you some of those little, what's those little things that come in those little boxes? But I'm going to get you something. What'd you say? Oh, okay. Okay. But you know, this is very important to us. We just want y'all to know that there is love. Amen. Regardless of what you experience, there is love. And the most important thing for you to do, first of all, is love yourself. If you can't love yourself, you can't love nobody else. Amen. Maybe you're not looking for somebody else. The best thing that you can do is work on yourself. Amen. A lot of people don't need nobody. They need to just work on themselves and become the best you that you can be. Amen? Amen? A lot of people have been in bad relationships and they're injured. The best thing you can do is work on you. Amen? This is our look what it says right here. Y'all know this. This is my last thing. It says love at the first sight. That's me. And that's Pastor Loretta. Amen. It says love at first sight. That don't mean that we love all the time. Every now and again. Somebody say every now and again. She gets on my nerves. Come on, somebody. He said, yes, Lord. Amen. I keep saying that. I'm just saying that. Because and sometimes I know I get on her nerves. But that's not going to stop us from loving each other. Amen. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Let's get the Lord a hand clap. Amen. We're all, say almost there. Amen. Y'all stick with me in this love. I'm telling you need to know whenever you see the enemy. Sometimes, and that overcrowding is a big thing. We need to put people out. Somebody said, oh, she said, you ain't lying. Amen. Yes, sometimes we need to put people out. Amen. Put them where they belong. You belong out. Amen. Amen. But I know that didn't go over well, but I'm just telling you. Because the Lord sent me to tell y'all, you know what? There is love. Amen. And because this is the love month, love shouldn't stop. Amen. Because this is what I can say about each and every one of y'all. We love y'all with all our heart. Amen. And you know what? There is nothing that y'all can do about it. Amen.